You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 161.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Welcome to another Fast Friday episode of the Blissful Bites podcast. I'm so psyched you are here. We have something really big going on in my little community, and we are in the process of going through the standout workshop. It started yesterday, March 15th, and I have an awesome group of women who are going through this workshop. And I wanted to just take the time to record three different episodes for you, so hopefully you can take away something from the standout workshop. So just to give you a little background, the standout workshop is for bloggers and health professionals who want to figure out how to stand out and grow their business. The online world is so crowded, and you really have to figure out how to build your authority. And the standout workshop is 3 days taking you through exactly how to do that. So I thought it would be great to just give you guys a sneak peek, and hopefully you can take something away from this information and you can join us for the next one. So something I just want to tell you is that the standout workshop, I'm actually teaching my new method that I've been putting together for the past year. It's called the Authority Method, and it is what I've used to help me and help my clients basically build awareness and authority for their brand and to get more clients and to get more readers and to grow their businesses. And it's really important to do this because you work so hard creating such great content, but if you don't know how to market it, if you don't know how to position yourself to stand out in the marketplace, then people aren't going to really come to you or understand what you or your brand and your business is about. So that's what we're teaching over these 3 days. And I'm teaching this new method that it's the first time I'm teaching this to a group of people. So I'm really excited about it. And I just want to say that when you listen to this podcast and you see and hear the people that I have on, they have really, every single one of them has figured out how to differentiate themselves in the marketplace. They have something that makes them special. And I hope you've listened to this week's episode with Rebecca Baruki. She just came out with her new book, 4 Minutes to Change Your Life, and it's all about meditation. When she started out, she wasn't teaching meditation. She built her entire platform on fitness, and then she pivoted to teach meditation. So she is such a unique person and just is the same with every other guest I've had on. I've had them on because they are special and because they've built a business in a unique way on their differentiating factor. So I want you to think about when you're listening to the podcast, when you're listening to other guests, when you are on bloggers' websites that you really look up to, think about how they have differentiated themselves and how you can do that yourself as well. So that's just a little piece of homework. So over the 3-day workshop, I'm going to try and do a podcast episode every day so I can give you some tips on how you can implement this in your business. So the first thing is that differentiating factor that's so important for you to set yourself apart. And it's taken me a while to not only come up with my differentiating factor, but to refine it. It is the big idea that I built my business around. And my differentiating factor that I try and tell you guys and teach you guys and just give you the message is that page views do not equal success. Don't wait to start a business or wait to start making money until you reach a certain amount of page views or a certain amount of followers or a certain size of your community. Bigger than that, and more important than the page views is that you can make a big impact on your audience no matter how big or small your audience is. You can make an impact whether you are in front of 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, or 100,000 people. And that is what I am teaching over the 3 days of the standout workshop. And the reason why is because you have an important message to share, and I'm showing you in these 3 days how to do that. So the first thing is that differentiating factor. What really makes you set yourself apart? What makes you special? Why are you different from other people? That's the first thing you really need to figure out. And all about day one is about positioning yourself in the marketplace and figuring out how do you want people to see you and your business. And you really have to think about what do the people you want to work with care about. It's about them. It's not about you. If they care about quality and price, then you need to position yourself and make sure that it's known that your business revolves around those two things. So it's all about your people. It's not about you. You have to position yourself so they understand what your business is and what matters, and your business is about what matters to them. So that's what I want you to think about today. I'm going to keep this really short. I just want you to think about what is that special thing that sets you apart, whether it's your blog, whether you're a registered dietitian, whether you're a fitness professional, what sets you apart? What is the big idea for your business? Like I said, the big idea for my business is that you can have an impact on your audience no matter how big or small it is. And that's what I want to get through to you. Figure out your differentiating factor, figure out the positioning for your business. And that is the first step to growing your business. Really understanding what your people are looking for, how you can connect to them, and how they see you. That is so incredibly important. If you want to get some of the videos, there's 4 videos. It's a preview. You can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/preview, and that will take you to 4 preview videos. This is completely waitlisted now. It is not open, so I'm not going to try and sell you anything. So just go download the previews, and I want you to watch the videos. There's a great video from Nikki Rautenberg in there, and she's just talking about how to stop comparing yourself, how to really figure out why other people's successes are really a good thing for you. And she also gives you a little mindset trick to really figure out what is blocking you and stopping you from moving forward. So your homework for today, if you want to take part in this and be a part of this little mini standout workshop preview, you can figure out your differentiating factor, figure out how your audience views you and what's important to them, and then go watch the preview series that I provided for you. You can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/preview, watch the videos, and come over to the Blissful Bites podcast group on Facebook and share with me what you've learned about watching these preview videos. The standout workshop is completely waitlisted. I'm not sure when I'm going to run it again, but I know that just watching these preview videos will be incredibly valuable for you. So come on over to the Blissful Bites community and let me know after you watch the videos. So have a great day, and I really want you to take time to think about that differentiating factor for you and your business. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.